Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, we're going to look at verses 10 and verse 11. For the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 2, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We want to use for a topic today, what will prevent the word from changing one's life? What will prevent the word from changing one's life? Since the beginning of time, God has always desired for man to hear and to know his voice. And not just to hear him, but to obey him. God has always sent his word to a people who asked for his word. And once God sends his word, he waits to see who will take him at what he said, so he can perform or do what he said in them, to them, with them, and for them. Moses was raised up by God to bring his people out of Egypt. And once they came out, God began to give Moses his word to give to his people, so that they can know what he expects from them and what they can expect from him when they do not what he say, as well as do what he say. But sad to say, many rebelled, became stiff-necked, stopped their ears, and just outright rejected what God said. But what they did not realize is, they was not hurting God for not doing what he said. They was only preventing themselves from changing and becoming vessels of honor, fit and ready to be used by God. The word is designed to point out things to us about us, and then show us what to do in order to change. But for so long, we have pointed the finger at others and even said, I hope they are hearing this word. Or something like, they should have been here. But what we have missed is, maybe God is trying to tell you something, and not the person you think should be here. In Hebrews 4 and 12, it tells us that the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. And what that means is, that when the word has gone out, it has to cut through things that have surrounded our hearts in order to get to our heart. And once it gets in our heart, it cuts what's in our hearts that has taken root so that changes can take place in our lives. Sometimes the word has to destroy, tear down, break down things in our lives before we can be built up, planted, and become strong and effective for the kingdom. So let's look at what can prevent the word from changing a person's life. In Isaiah 55, 9 and 10, just as the rain comes from heaven, listen to this, and water the earth and make it bring forth in bud. So the point of what God was telling Isaiah is that my word that I send, it can cause a life to bring forth and flourish. But that life must be opened just as the ground is open to receive the rain. Here is what can prevent the word from changing a person's life. Number one, we could hear it, but not understand it. We could hear it, but not doing it. We could hear it, but not believing it. We could hear it, but not commit it. We could hear it, but we're straddling the fence. We could hear it, but rejecting it. We could hear it, but thinking it's for someone else. Whenever we hear the word of God, God will hold us liable for what we have heard. And that means we will have no more excuses for not doing, obeying, and our lives changing for the better. How can we reach those in sin if we are still in sin ourselves? How can we help others to change if we are not changing? What makes us think that God will use us to preach His word if we are not doing what His word said? The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruit, meaning if a person is trying to sell apples, he must know how those apples taste. Not based on what someone else told him, but from experience. This has nothing to do with being perfect, but it has a lot to do with changing and becoming vessels of honor. God is not looking for imperfect, God is looking for imperfect vessels that He can perfect. Let me say that again. God is looking for imperfect vessels that He can perfect, not sinless perfection, but He wants to mature and develop and refine and season and sharpen and anoint them to reach those who sit in darkness and want to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. As we close, never forget this. It's not about us. It's about getting the gospel out to those who have never heard about Jesus. And you see, this can only take place as the word can take precedence in our hearts and in our lives. So if we've been pointing the finger at what others may be doing, let's stop that and start looking in the mirror and seeing what will prevent the word from changing my life. It's not enough just going to church, hearing a message preached, get excited, put your money in the basket, sing with the choir, then go home. God has saved us with a purpose in mind. And it's almost like in the military, they're trained, they're taught how to use their weapons. They go through basic training, which you call boot camp. And they're training these men and women for the day that will come when they will have to combat the enemy. God sends His word to us to educate us, to enlighten us, to make us aware of things that He know we don't know right now. But when God sends His word, hear this good, He will not obligate us to do what He said. That's our choice. The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it. So people could hear the word preached every Sunday, during the week, and their lives are not changing. Why? Good question. Why is it that people can be in church buildings for years and there's no fruit in their life? Nothing is different about them. Well, Paul simply said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And then James said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So the major problem today is that people are hearing what God is saying, but we're not doing what we're hearing. And if we're hearing the word, yes, I know faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But if a person's life is going to change, they must not only hear what God is saying, but we must do what we're hearing. And God will hold us liable for what he lets come our way. People today, all of the gospel that's being preached around the planet, there will be no excuses when people stand before God and say, you know what? I've never known. I've never heard. God is going to give them an instant replay on the day and the time in which they heard the message. They picked up a tract, some way, shape, form, or fashion. God will send his word to us humans. But the question is, are we receiving the word God is sending? So what will prevent one's life from changing? The word cannot. Hear this good. The word cannot make us change. I know Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That word make does not twist your arm. It's not like a compelling or I'm going to threaten you to do this. No. The truth will make us free. The truth will show us what we need to do to be free. Then it's our choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. My friend, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, you want change in your life. You're tired of doing what you're doing. You're like the prodigal son. You've come to yourself. You see the condition your life is in, and you don't like what you see. You want to make a change. It's not an accident that you're listening to this message right now. What will prevent the word from changing one's life? You must be open to receive the word. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ today, my friend, you don't have to put it off no longer. I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Bow your head, because Jesus says to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants to give you rest today. That's what you're seeking. And rest is only found in Jesus. Bow your head, my friend, and say this prayer from your heart. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. You died. You was buried. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life changing through your spoken word. I give you praise and glory for it now in Jesus' name. What will prevent the word from changing one's life?